As they pursue their aid mission in eastern Afghanistan, the agribusiness development team contends with a complicated insurgency that operates in an intricate tribal environment. The ADT soldiers use specialized social scientists, both in Afghanistan and back home in Indiana, to better understand Afghan society. In host province, a controversial group called the Human Terrain Team, or HTT, provides the Indiana soldiers with on-the-ground information.
See you guys. So what you gonna do for that?
Does he have a name?
Comprised of social scientists embedded with the military, HTTs have been operating in Afghanistan since February 2007. Late that year, the American Anthropological Association issued a memorandum criticizing the military's use of the academic discipline. But one of the HTT anthropologists, Alec Metz, argues their mission is vital to the war effort.
The HTT mission is to provide the brigade with a socioeconomic and cultural understanding of the people in its AO. The idea being that in a counterinsurgency environment, the center of gravity is not any particular bit of terrain, but the actual people in the area in which it operates.
When asked about the hundreds of tribes in host province, Alec Metz has one word for it.
Complex. Very, very complex. Unlike southern Afghanistan, where you have larger, more monolithic tribes in host, you really have just a patchwork. If you had to break it down into two main groups, you could say hill people and valley people. But you know, we also have Kuchian, nomadic Pashtuns who come over from as far afield as Kabul. We have gypsies in the area. It runs the gamut.
The insurgents are sometimes called the Neo-Taliban, as they are the new iteration of the Islamic militants who ruled Afghanistan prior to 2001. The Neo-Taliban includes some old jihadists from the Soviet War and a small number of Al-Qaeda Arabs. But Pashtuns from the tribal region along the Afghan-Pakistan border are crucial to the insurgency. In host, the Haqqani network are the most active fighters. Indiana University political science professor Abdul Qadir Sino, an expert on insurgency, provided the agribusiness development team with perspectives on Afghanistan and its war. Sino says being in their home region gives the Haqqanis an enormous advantage.
Haqqani has been there consistently over the years. He's ensconded within the social structure. He knows everybody. He owns that region.
The Haqqani group is really now, think of it as the fire that keeps things simmering.
But Sino says the Afghan population wavering between the Taliban and the U.S.-backed central government are the key to the war.
But there are other groups there who are even more important for the insurgency than the ones who are fighting. There could very well be a tipping point where those groups begin to commit to the resistance as opposed to the government. And if that tipping point is reached, that's when the whole war is lost.
So as the U.S.-led forces battle both the popular insurgency and an indecisive Afghan populace, Sino says cultural familiarity and time are in the Taliban's favor.
This is a huge advantage of the insurgency. They don't have to win any battle. All they have to do is just to outlast us, outlast the United States. Okay. And the Talibans know that. It's not like they're ignorant of that. They're smart enough to know that. As you may have heard, the most famous saying of the Taliban leaders is, "The Americans have the watches, but we have the time."
In the next segment, non-governmental aid organizations look at military-run development programs. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.